The bottom line to worth is how much is somebody willing to pay for it?
This is Selling Prescott, a project of PrescottRealEstate.com. I'm Conrad Walton.
So I'm going to talk about pricing your property. I can't tell you how many phone calls I get. It's like, yeah, hey, I'm thinking about selling my property. Oh, hi. Yeah, I could help you with that. So do you have any questions? Yeah, how much is my house worth? Well, heck, I don't know how much your house is worth. I need to go see it. Even if I go see it, I may not know exactly what your house is worth, because to define how much anything is worth, the bottom line to worth is how much is somebody willing to pay for it? An ounce of gold, how much can you get for it today? Well, how much could you have gotten for it a year ago? It was different. People are willing to pay different amounts at different times for different reasons, for a multitude of factors. Worth and value, it's a very fluid kind of an idea. So you've got to look at who's buying and why are they buying. You got to look at the emotions in that buying process. As much as we'd like to believe that there's a technical explanation, that, you know, there is a market, a real estate market. How's the market doing? Well, it's a seller's market. And as a professional in the real estate industry, I can quote absorption rates, price per square foot. You know, there's a lot of technical touch points that I can come really close on. I know, you know, price per square foot should be $250 a square foot, or 275, or 2 1/4, or that part of town it's maybe 200. Oh, you're in Haciampa. Oh, we're talking 350 a square foot. I mean, technically, we're going to do a CMA, which does not stand for cover my ass, stands for competitive or comparable market analysis. We're going to look at comps, you know, comparable sales. The technical explanation is we're going to go pick in your neighborhood 5 to 10 other homes that have sold in the last 6 months or a year, find some comps, figure out what's their price per square foot, how much do they sell for, how big are they, how many square feet is it, how big is the lot, what kind of finishes are there, what other factors, are there views, is it at the end of a dirt road, is it close to stores or close to schools, or, you know, what are all the factors involved? And then, you know, to compare two houses, if one's 50% bigger than the other, it should cost 50% more, which may or may not be true, but that's a factor we put into it. The problem is not all houses are uniform. If every house in the universe looked identical, same size, same floor plan, it would be easy to tell you, your house is worth $386,000. Boom, we're done. But they're not uniform. And the market is fluid. What it was worth 6 months ago, not what it's worth today. Not what it's going to be worth in 2 months from now. So there's a lot of art and magic involved in coming up with a price. So whenever anybody asks me, how much is my house worth? I always give them a range. I always give them a, here's the bottom end. If you want to get it sold by next Tuesday, oh my gosh, just sell it. I think we could sell it in a week for this price. That's the bottom end. If you want to get top dollar, here's your top dollar price. And that's going to be a price range. Somewhere in the middle might be good. Another thing to look at is the market going up or going down. If it's going up, if it's worth $300,000 today, maybe in 2 months from now, it's worth $325. Don't really know, but you have to look at the history. You got to look at the market. You really have got to do some research, digging into numbers. I love statistics. I love spreadsheets. Don't like paperwork, but I do like statistics. And I like charts and graphs because it really gives you an idea of what's going on. So I can get deep in the weeds with, you know, comps and numbers and absorption rate, all that stuff. And then I go to my seller and I start to explain some of that, send them some charts, send them the comps, here's 10 houses, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they just kind of look at me and their eyes kind of glaze over a little bit and They're like, yeah, okay, so what's my house worth? And it's like, okay, here's your range. Pick a number. You know, where are you at in life? What's your value? What do you want to do? It's just, you do the best you can. I'll come up with a range for you. You pick the number. You may get somebody who's got a couple million bucks. I had a guy show me proof of funds. Whenever they write an offer, you've got to have a proof of funds or a pre-qualification for a loan. Guy showed me a prequal with a $7 million bank statement. You know, is he going to be able to pay more for your house? Yeah, probably. You know, the guy who's just barely scraping it together to get a prequal for, you know, $50,000 less than your house is worth. Yeah, you're not going to get top dollar out of that guy. So yeah, there's a lot of factors involved. The market condition, that's huge. Is it a buyer or seller market? Right now in 2021 in Prescott, it is a on fire blowing up seller's market. Prices are going up. I think the last chart I looked at, average price per square foot in Prescott, which covers the whole market, a lot of houses. I think we're at a 225 a square foot on average. And I think in the last month, we've hit just over 275 a square foot on average. So the market is blowing up right here, right now. Another 2 years, who knows, you know, goes up and down. Absorption rate. Okay, this one, you could just fast forward through this. You're not going to care or understand. Basically, what an absorption rate is how fast are we selling houses right now? At what rate? You know, are we selling 10 a month, 100 a month, 50 a month? And then how many houses do we have for sale right now? So if you have, say you have 500 houses for sale in a market, and we're selling them at 100 houses a month, you do the math, you come up to 5 months worth of inventory. Because you got 500, you're selling 100 a month, 5 months inventory. If you have 500 houses for sale today, you're selling 250 every month, you got 2 months of inventory. If you have 500 houses for sale and you're selling 10 per month, then you're going to get a new job because the real estate market is dead and you will never sell your house. So the absorption rate is, it's expressed in months of inventory, should be between 4 months and 6 months of inventory. That's 4 or 5 times the monthly rate of sales should be the number of houses that are for sale. If you're selling 100 a month, you should have 400 to 600 houses for sale today. And it's seasonal. It goes up and down. But that absorption rate is really going to tell you if it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. If you can wrap your head around that concept, that will give you a foot up in understanding what the market's doing around you. The problem with absorption rate is that it's retrospective. It's looking in the past. It's like, well, we sold 100 of them last month and, you know, 95 the month before that, 110 before that. But next month is May and we're going to sell, you know, 400 next month, you know. So you've got to have a little bit of the magic and forecasting and a little understanding of what might probably will happen. So ask your agent about that. So back to pricing. A lot of times what a lot of people have said to me, and it's really frustrating for me personally, but if I'm your listing agent, I'll do what you say. Obedience is one of my fiduciary responsibilities. They taught me that in school, so I have to do what you say. So a lot of people will say, well, let's just price it high. Let's say I think your house is worth $400,000. And they're like, man, price it for $500. You know, let people make offers. If they want it, they'll come make an offer and we can negotiate from there. Well, then you wait and nobody sees it. Nobody makes an offer. So now we're 2 or 3 months into it. And it's not sold. We don't have any offers. So now you got to drop the price. But everybody's like, well, why hasn't that house sold? There must be something wrong with it. There's sort of a stigma for days on market. You know, you get a lot of days on market and people are like, meh, I don't know, that's not a great house. And so now that you've been on the market, people are starting to give you lowball offers because, well, you must be desperate because it's been on the market for 100 days, you know, 150 days. You got to be desperate. Therefore, I'm going to give you a lowball offer. So if I think it was worth 400 and you priced it at 500 and then we drop it to 450 and now it's 3 or 4 months in, you're going to get an offer for 375 and that might be the only offer you get. So now it's been on the market. You get a lowball offer. You finally sell it 6 months later for less money than you could have sold it for 5 months ago. So that's what happens when you price it too high. People are not going to look at it. See, you got to think, who's your buyer? Your buyer is sitting in their underwear, 11 o'clock at night, all the lights are out except for their computers on, and they're skimming through Zillow, and they're doing searches in Zillow, and they're looking at this, and they're looking at that, and they're doing search by price, and they're looking at maps, and, you know, if they're looking at a 350 to 450 price, you've priced it at 500, you're not going to show up in their list. They're never even going to see you, so they're not even going to be aware of you to make an offer. So you've got to price it low enough to get that guy's attention. If they look at it and go, oh my gosh, this is 450, that's right at the top of my budget, I could buy that. Okay, let's go make an offer. So they, or you know, they go look at it. So what the right way to do this is, you got to get people interested. You got to get them attracted to you. It's kind of like dating, you know? It's like you look across the room, you look into her eyes, and you know, there's that magic moment, they fall in love, and you know, from then, you know, a guy will talk himself into anything after that moment. So you've got to get them hooked on the price to begin with up front. So give them a nice medium price, you know, because they'll figure that they can lowball you later. We'll get to that in a minute. That gets them out to the house. They open the car door. They look at the house. They fall in love. That's looking across the room and catching their eye. They fall in love at the house at that moment. The opening the door moment is the most critical moment in the entire sales process. Now, they love the flowers. They love the curb appeal. They walk up to the house. They open the front door and they look inside. Second most important moment in the real estate sales process. Now they're in love. Now they got their emotions all stirred up. They're going to talk themselves into this. They're going to justify everything. They're going to, you know, figure out a way to talk themselves into it because, oh my gosh, I love this house. Once you've got that hook set in them, the sale's done. Nothing else will change that. They love the house. So then they come back and they're like, okay, so we want to write an offer. So they write an offer for, you know, $25,000 less or whatever. And that's when you need your real estate agent to say no. They're like, oh no. Well, but I love the house. Can I afford the extra money? You know, and their little brain is just running as fast as they can to justify that extra money. But they love the house. So they come back and go, okay, all right, fine. We'll give you the full price offer. Boom, we have a full price offer. We're 2 weeks into the sales price or sales process. You know, we've been on the market for a couple weeks. This guy's in love and they accept the full price offer. You know, you go into escrow, you close the deal. If things come up in inspection or whatever, they're still in love. You know, oh, the roof is shot. We need a new roof. Yeah, no, I'm not giving you 15 grand for a new roof. No. And they say, okay. And they justify it in their head again. So the trick is give a nice mid-range price to get them hooked, to get them out there, to get them to come look at your house. Once they get out of the car, once they walk in that front door and they love your house, then you've got them and you can grind them as hard as you want after that because they will give you everything that you ask for in order to get that house that they love. So most important thing on picking a price is pick the right price for you, for the market, for your buyer. And then, and this is critical because you're not going to want to do this, do not come down in price. If you can get them in love, do not come down in price. Don't play the, oh, make me an offer and we'll negotiate later game. You know, meet you halfway, blah, blah, blah. No, you're just going to lose money on that. Give them a decent price up front, a good enough price to hook them, and then stick with that. And then on the back end, tell them, no, 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 we're not giving you anything else. And you're gonna get the best deal. You got to be nice, 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 hard. You know, you got to be jab, 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 punch. That's the way you're going to get the highest price in the shortest time. And that is the best secret to selling your house that I can possibly give you. So price it accurately. Get a real estate agent to run those comps, run the CMA, do all the technical background, do all the technical homework. You know, get your agent to do that. They're better at it than you are. Come up with a reasonable price. See what that gap is. Unless you really want to grind them on the highest price and you're willing to wait 6 months, you could do that if you want. And that may get you a higher price, but it's going to take longer and you may not get a higher price. That's kind of dicey, but you can roll those dice if you want. If you need to, oh my gosh, get this thing sold right now, then instead of a mid-range price, go on the lower end. And I could sell it by next Tuesday at a lower price. So that's the quick and dirty. And the market we've got right now in Prescott is blowing up. If you come in with a lower price, seriously, sold by Tuesday. I should trademark that because that's what's going to happen. The last listings I've done in the last couple months, and I'm recording this at the beginning of 2021. We're just getting into spring. The last couple sales in my little area out here have gone for more than they were asking for. So the last house I listed, I thought, here's the price I think it's worth. Here's kind of the top end. I think I can sell it for this number. It's a good number. And then we added another like 15 grand on that because, hey, it's the market. See what happens. Got two showings in the first 4 days. I think we priced it right. So in this market right now in Prescott, it's blowing up. Add 25 grand to it. Who knows what'll happen? You just might get it. So that's my spiel on pricing your property. Feel very strongly about all of that. If you have questions, let me know. Give me a call and ask me, hey, Conrad, how much is my house worth?
Thanks for listening. Please drop a review wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions or need any help with real estate in Prescott, please give me a call or text me at 928-925-4428. You can email me at conrad@prescottrealestate.com. You can always contact me through the website, where you can also get show notes with information about this episode. That's prescottrealestate.com. The key to life is gratitude, so stay thankful.